George W. Bush here again with you. I'd like to bring out a favorite person of mine. He might seem a little mean to you, but he's a good guy. Give it up for my offensive secretary, Donald Rumsfeld. Now, Don, it seems to me that lately things haven't been going so well with the war.
Well, Mr. President, you know what I say. You go to war with the president you have, not the president you wish you had. You know, things are getting better every day, but I just want to tell our troops that the torture and the verbal interrogations must stop. So for the last time, I don't know where your body armor is.
All right, down, big guy.
Uh-oh.
Let's review. So far, you've alienated all our allies, you had a prison abuse scandal, and you misunderestimated our enemy.
Just makes you wonder what it takes to get fired.
I think I gotta take a hint from the prison guards and keep you on a short leash there, Rummy. After all, we don't want another scandal like the one we had over there at Abu Ghraib, that prison in Iraq. Now listen, just one more mess up like the one you did, and I'm afraid I won't have any choice but to give you a Presidential Medal of Freedom. Now Iraq has caused us trouble, and now it costs us double than when the war began.
And I said from the beginning that the war we would be winning if I only had a plan.
And for letters of condolin', the auto pen is rolling.
It's tearing me apart. But my time can be spent better, though I would have signed those letters if I only had a heart.
Oh, I can't tell you why I was so unaware. The body armor U.S. troops now wear
is just as thin as Cheney's hair.
I'm afraid there is no ducking. Our war plan's really sucking.
The blame I don't deserve.
And one thing sure is shooting his butt. I would be booting if I only had the nerve.
Take it from the bridge.
Oh, I can't tell you why this is the way things went. Tell McCain and Lott that they can both get bent. I'm not aloof.
He's arrogant. Few mistakes he is admitting. When history books are written, they'll be tough on this man.
And although Iraq is rotten, our mistakes will be forgotten
if we go invade Iraq.